We hope that our counselor, comedian friend from Michigan can bring us some laughter. Certainly a lot, you know. Good morning to Drew Fralick, first of all.
Good morning, Mark. And how are you? Happy holidays.
A Lions win, come from behind, and you needed a Wisconsin alum, Darrell Bevell, to lead you there. The interim head coach is the former Badger quarterback.
Is he? Wow. No idea. Okay. Yeah.
All right. You know, we don't want to just, you know, we got to reach for something. The Badgers have lost two in a row. So, anyhow, but... So you had an encounter with somebody who was kind of a bully slash somebody who teased you in your past, and after many years you ran into him again. What happened?
Yeah, so a lot of your listeners know that, you know, I lived in China for 11 years and moved back to the States a couple years ago. So a couple weeks ago I had this awkward encounter. I ran into this guy, you know, I'm back kind of around where I grew up, and I ran into this guy that... he used to bully me in high school, you know, and it's like tease, bully. And I run into him as an adult. He's, you know, I walk into a place and he's freaking out. He's, oh, Fralick, Fralick, bro, oh, my goodness. Oh, bro, it's been such a long time. You know, he's, like, acting like we're best friends or something. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, bro, oh, my goodness, what have you been up to? You know, he's like, I heard you were living in China. Like, does everybody there know Kung Fu? And I'm like... I don't even know how to answer that, you know? And he's like, oh, man. And, you know, he's kind of like, he's still, like, living at home and you know, and all this stuff. He's like, bro, we should totally hang out sometime. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of in a hurry. If I could just get a Big Mac and fries. And I'll just be on my way. So that was what happened.
Ah, okay. And you're 36. You've been out of high school for close to 20 years. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could tell some stories about my high school. That might be similar to Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Stories we could tell.
What's your class of what year?
Class of 2002, Mark.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's
dare ask you which class you are.
Yeah, 1982.
Yeah. Wow.
What yeah, coming up on 40-year, the 40-year reunion. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's fantastic.
It happens one day at a time, Drew,
there
one day at a time. Hey, you've got a book. If somebody's looking for a stocking stuffer, you got a moment. Just kind of tout your book here in a minute or less. So,
a lot of people, you know, they're thinking, how do I share Jesus with people in kind of an interesting way? So this book is basically written... If you were going to share the gospel with, you know, comedians or people who are just into comedy, this is kind of a special message for them, just for people who love comedy and comedians. It talks a lot about what is comedy, how do you build a story, what is my story in China, a lot of stuff in there about that. And then at the end, it kind of shares... the gospel in a funny way. There's a lot of jokes in there as well. So it's very interesting.
So what's
people
the book?
Check it out. It's called I Hung My Harp on the Willow Tree. Mm-hmm. And it's on Amazon for like $15, something like that.
And it says Drew Fralick or Andrew Fralick or which one?
Andrew Fralick.
All right.
Official legal name.
I Hung My Harp on the Willow Tree by Andrew Fralick. Harp. And maybe you'd find a used copy for, but anyhow, go find it. So very good.
Very good.
New or used. All right. Thank you, Drew. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, Mark.
Another weekend come and gone. Fairly quiet in the Swenson household. Havo did a few Christmas shopping, errand running items on Saturday. What was it when the Badgers played Marquette? I was telling you off the air. It's interesting how my five-year-old sometimes is like, why do you watch so many sports, Dad?
Uh-huh.
But then, like, if he gets into it, he just lives and dies with every single shot, which is kind of, as a sports fan, Dad,
yeah,
it's really fun to watch, even though, unfortunately, the Badgers dropped that game. So that was fun. Badgers football wasn't nearly as entertaining as I'd hoped. Packers were kind of the salve to my weekend wounds as they played, even though it got a little tight at one point, played a really great game and got a chance to play a game called Quicks. With my mom and sisters after lunch on Sunday, and so we played a couple rounds of that, and that's just a simple dice rolling game where you kind of figure out, hey, do you want to take some chances or play it safe? And so that's a fun game that we've been playing with some regularity, so that was kind of the weekend for me.
Cool. On my end, yeah, got to spend some quality time with my wife Friday and Saturday night, and that was even into last night, so that was really good all weekend long. I'm going to come back to her, though, and Sunday morning getting ready for church. But Michael got a gift card for his birthday a month ago, so even though Christmas is coming up, he went to GameStop using some of his own money, the new Spider-Man game, so he's excited about that.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. Also, he's not afraid to try some cooking in the kitchen. And we like teriyaki sauce. He tried to make his own last night. Now, I don't think it turned out quite as well as he had hoped, but I don't think I'd brave that one.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Elena took me down in a game of backgammon, but the rematch is coming today. So I kind of coached her on a tip. But, hey, we had a lot of fun with that. But finally, it's Sunday morning, getting ready for church. And, again, I think I could win the foot-in-mouth award because I love my wife. But, you know, she's at her computer, and I just, it was about 8:20. We need to leave, you know, it was 8:30, 8:35. And I was just like, do you need to still do your hair? And she was just like, I did do my hair. Yeah, she'd already done her hair.
I don't know if you can hear the wind.
And I was just like, well, I just know a lot of times you're, you know, in there with the curling iron beforehand. And so she's kind of looking at me. And so I'm doing my best to dig out of that hole afterwards. So, anyhow.
The things we say.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, make us laugh Monday, and we welcome your best jokes at 396-1670. Preferably you're in your own voice would be nice, but you can text them in. And so, I don't know, I got five, call them Christmas jokes.
All right, and I'll go with a regular to balance out the Christmas thing.
All right, very good. So I'll start you off here. What did the stamp say to the Christmas card?
I don't know.
Stick with me and we'll go places.
Halvo, what do I know about Chihuahuas?
What?
Very little.
Oh, man.
They are tiny. Caleb, what do you call a scary-looking reindeer?
I'm not sure.
A caribou.
Hey, want to hear a joke about paper?
Sure.
Never mind. It's terrible.
I think he was laughing a little too hard. What do you call Santa's little helpers?
Not sure, Halvo.
Subordinate clauses.
That's a grammar joke.
I know it is.
I like that one. Hey, I recently went to an archaeology party where they were all looking for the remains of a lower leg. It was a real shindig.
Oh, man.
An archaeology party?
Yeah, where they were looking for the remains of a lower leg. It was a real shindig.
I'd never known you'd gone to that.
No, yeah.
What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
Not sure.
Yeah, the Christmas alphabet has no L.
Hey, do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii or just aloha?
Wow. My last one. How did Scrooge win the football game?
I'm not sure.
The ghost of Christmas passed.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to do one more. I'm going to try and redeem from the last one. Shout out to whomever created the word plethora. It really means a lot.
Oh, man.
There you go. Those are our best jokes. Can you do better?
396-1670. It really wouldn't be hard today.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay.
Now, here's a polka I like.
I dance to this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Eddie J. And thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for being just magnificent.
I'll tell you, yeah. You got a sense that he was going to get to number 400 yesterday after he made reference in that radio interview during the week, right? The Pat McAfee show, that closing in on another milestone. And we just want a little celebration, not just of the Packers win, but of Aaron Rodgers. He becomes the fastest quarterback to 400 touchdown passes with his three yesterday, 12 games quicker than Drew Brees, who did it in 205 games. Caleb, Aaron did it in 193 games.
Wow. Beyond, and Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, he's phenomenal.
Yep, and Aaron looking to cement that as well as he battles with Pat Mahomes maybe for MVP status this year. Beyond that, some other impressive numbers. He becomes the first quarterback in NFL history to have five seasons of 35 or more touchdown passes.
Hmm.
Nobody else has done that. I mean, you're talking Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Brett Favre. Beyond that, again, in baseball, it's your strikeout-to-walk ratio. Can you throw it hard enough to strike guys out without walking them? In football, Caleb, you know this better than I even. It's the, can you throw touchdown passes without throwing interceptions?
Yeah, it's like Jameis Winston for the Buccaneers last year. He lost his starting job, and now Tom Brady has it because he actually threw right around the same number of interceptions as he did touchdowns.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't want that. Here's the deal. Aaron became the first quarterback to throw 300 touchdown passes without also having 100 interceptions. And now as he arrives at 400 yesterday, Caleb, he still doesn't even have 90 interceptions for his career.
That is just an insane stat.
That is. That is.
Wow. Anyway, we are very privileged to have Brett and then Aaron back-to-back for the Packers. So we will enjoy it while we can.
Break it down.
Oh, I just love my green.
This is just... This doesn't make you smile on a Monday. What's wrong with you?
And the Vikings fans are happy. Minnesota. Their team had a come from behind win.
They
over
did as well. So
Jacksonville.
Everybody's happy.
No,
on
not the
Monday.
Bears fans. The Bears fans have a 6-game losing streak.
We don't care so much about that.
All right, gather your dogs around the radio because we'd be very interested in getting reaction from you regarding your dog's reaction. Because what we've got next for you in the next couple minutes is called Raise the Woof.
Video them, please, if you're able.
Yeah, that'd be great. Raise the Woof is being called the very first Christmas song written for dogs based on scientific research of how canines react to sounds. So here we go on the cutting edge. We're not just for humans. We are for the dogs. We love those favorite pets.
Oh, good girl.
Squirrel.
Oh, good boy.
Would you like to go on walkies?
Sit. Dinner time.
Who's this? Who's this?
Sit.
How are they reacting?
Oh, good girl.
Who's this? Who's this?
Apparently dogs like British accents as well.
There you go. That's a lot of dogs right there.
Wow.
Treat.
Dinner time.
Who's this? Who's this?
Now, is it Christmas because of the jingly bells in there?
Sit.
I just know what they told me.
Come on, buddy.
Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
Sit.
This is like Peppa Pig meets club music meets
right.
Christmas time.
Squirrel.
Sit.
Meets up.
Sit.
Good boy.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
There it is. Your Christmas station, WWIB. You never know what you're going to hear because we have a library of literally thousands of songs, and now we've got another one.
I am going to make it available on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page with the video. And again, you can share it with your dogs even from there. And let us know the reactions, 396-1670.